Tough. The sheer topic of Ilva Eldrivail came prime. Even before the sheer got abridged because of the Bikora, I didn't think I was going to get through my Dafmakoros. Now I really don't think I'll get through my Dafmakoros, but we'll see how much we get through. We'll finish the rest next week. Briefly, in terms of schematic, right, we started off by saying Torah Lishma. Right, we talked about what is Torah Lishma, what are we meant to be thinking about when we learn Torah. Then we moved on to talking about what is Lumod Amanas Asos. What does that mean? What is the broadest way of phrasing the question is, what's the linkage between Talmud Torah and Shmiras Halacha? Right? That begs a question of how do you know what Halacha is? Right? As the discussion that we were just having highlighted, Halacha often has many different topics. Many different opinions, excuse me. The Daf Makoros over there at the back. Halacha has many different opinions, right? So I do want to talk about Daf Makoros over there. It's fine. I do want to talk about how we know which opinions to follow. Not how you know, right? How you know in Shana Aleph is you ask someone. But when please God, your learning has advanced a little bit, right? And or just stumbling how do rabbis know to understand the process and to understand what sort of questions you ask and things like that, right? What exactly is going on? Before we can talk about how to know which opinions we follow, the question has to be asked, what's the justification for having so many opinions in the first place, right? Now that's the sugya that's called Eilu Be'ilu Divrei Elokim Chaim. The phrase literally means that the meaning of what these people said and what these people said are the words of the living God. Hashem said both of them. Right? They can be dramatically opposed statements. They can be mutually exclusive. But nevertheless, Hashem said it all. Yeah? Any questions? Okay. So, with that in mind, let's read our first makor. We're not going to read the whole thing, don't worry. So let's go first to the second paragraph. We'll come back to the first paragraph later if we have time. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Shmuel. Shalosh shanim nechleku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued, they had a machlokes for 3 years. 3 years they argued about everything. And then it says, Halalu emrim halach k'moyseinu, v'halalu emrim halach k'moyseinu. Yotz abasko ve'amra eilu ve'eilu divrei aleim chayim hein ve'halacha ke'Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said the halacha is like us. Beis Shammai said the halacha is like us. Then abasko, does anybody know what abasko is? Very good, the heavenly loudspeaker system. Right? Came out and said, everybody's words are the words of the living God. Everything that was said in this debate, the positions of Beis Shammai and the positions of Beis Hillel were both said by Hashem. It's all included in the Torah, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Right? V'chi me'achar she'elu ve'elu dibrei olim chayim ne'ma zachu Beis Hillel likvo halach mo'isam, says the Gemara, but if both of them are the words of the living God, right? Then why did we decide to pass them like Beis Hillel? Why not pass them like Beis Shammai? Right? Now, the assumption behind the question is that there's just the only question that's relevant here is a question of Psak. No? Right? We're not worried that one of them's right and one of them's wrong. They're both right. They're both valid, equally valid opinions. The only question is, who do you pass them like Lamaisa? No? Says, "Mipnei shenochin ve'aluvin hayu v'shoinin divrein ve'divrei Beis Shammai v'loy oid el shemaktivin divrei Beis Shammai l'divrein." Right, because they spoke very nicely. They never offended anybody. They never said anything nasty. Right, they were very kind. And whenever they mentioned an issue where they had a machlokes with Beis Shammai, they said what Beis Shammai said first. They gave the kavod to the Beis Shammai, and then they said their own opinion. Okay.
How's the criteria for the halacha being
machlokes? Very good. What are the answers?
Well, they're both wrong. So if you're going to choose one, if they're literally both wrong, then you'll just choose the one that's like nasa, because because you can't choose one that's more powerful than that if they're both wrong.
Okay, so possibility. I don't know if that blitz. Possibility. Sorry, forgot to do it. Possibility number one, right? I'm guessing that nobody can read what I just wrote, right? I'm sorry?
That
one's worse. Gray and the sky is cloudy. Which one is a truer statement? They're the same thing, right? They're both true. So why do I choose to either say the sky is gray or the sky is cloudy? Yeah, whatever I prefer. So we decide we prefer Basil, but it's not that. And why do we prefer them? We prefer them because they're nice. We like them. So we both can like them. Very makes sense? Can anybody ever think of a different reason? When we say that Beis Hillel said the answers of Beis Shammai before their own answers. Right? Then they always spoke nice and they were careful to listen to other people. Then what's going to happen?
We don't know to be like
that. That's fine. That's really the first answer, right? But
we see that as a fundamental element of the Psak Halakha.
Okay, but why?
What do you mean by why?
God, why?
Because you're appreciating the other argument's side, where they're coming from, yet you're still providing your own reason.
Very good, right? You can see the other side. Right? And what's going to happen if you really listen carefully to the other side?
Your side's going to become sharp.
Minimally, your side's going to become sharper. Sometimes you're going to change your mind. Yeah? You know, sometimes it's a really good thing before you say your opinion to listen to someone else, because you might find that they are a clever, intelligent person who has something interesting to say. And it'll turn out that you might actually agree with them. Yeah? In other words, they're not equally true, but Hillel's opinions are better. Right? Not because they're actually better, but because they listen better. And therefore, there's more information going into the opinion. They're better informed. Okay? Everybody in sense? For the moment, I'm going to stick with those two options. We're going to divide this both true option into sub-options later. But for the moment, this is enough. And let's look. Now let's look at the first paragraph. Right? The first paragraph says, Amar Rabbi Acha Bachanina Rabbi Acha Bachanina says, Goli Yadua Livne Misha Amar Bayah, Elon She Ain Bedorosha Rabbi Meir Kmoy. So there's nobody in the generation of Rabbi Meir who is as good at darshaning halacha as him. Right? Umitni Maloi Kabu Halacha Moy, especially Yahuda Rabir and Lam Little Sev Taito. And why didn't they pass him halacha like Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir was such a genius that nobody could ever work out what he was saying. He was so far above everyone else that he literally could not work out what his position was. Said, Because if something was tame, he would say, no, it's really tar, and he could explain why. And if something was tame, he would say, no, it's, if something was tar, he'd say, no, it's really tame, and explain why. As a result, you never really know what he's thinking. He was so bright that they couldn't work out what his position was, so they couldn't pass him back in. Right? An interesting problem to have. There's Tana, Lu, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nair, Israel, Lam, Krash, Meir, Rabbi Meir, Shehu, Meir, and Chacham, Balas. It says his name wasn't really Rabbi Meir, it was really Rabbi Nahurai. Why was he called Rabbi Meir? Because he lightened, he was Meir, he lightened the eyes of the Chacham Balas, he taught them things. So he said, let's skip a little bit. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Hai de Mechadana Mechabrai. Rabbi said, why was I so much brighter than everybody around me? Right? It says, Rabbi Meir Meyachoire, because I saw Rabbi Meir from behind. I looked at him from behind. Doesn't mean I looked at him from behind. Look at him when he was old. He was going towards the end of his life. But he wasn't in his prime anymore. Yeah? It says, if I'd seen him in his prime, I would have been even brighter, says Rebbe. I would have been even better at what I do. But I didn't. I only saw him when he was in his, not his prime. But says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who wrote the Mishnah, because I saw him when he was so, even when he was so much not in his prime, because I paid so much attention to him, he was my Rebbe, I learned from him, and that I turned out better than everyone else. Not because I'm better, it's because I learned better from my Rebbe, and I had a better Rebbe. Yeah? That's why the Pasuk says that you should really see who your teacher is. You should see your teacher. You should watch them. It's important. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, who nobody could work out even what he was saying, had a Talmud called Sumchus. And Sumchus was such a genius that when he saw something Tameh, he would tell you on the spot 49 reasons why that thing was Tameh. And he'd just list them off. He was that guy. And when he saw something Torah, he'd tell you on the spot 49 reasons why it's Torah. If I ask you, on which side of the Eilu Ve'Eiluch here is this on? It's saying that if I know lots and lots of positions, then they're all true? Or it's saying that knowing lots and lots of positions makes you better informed to make larger decisions. Right? That's the point it's making. Rabbi Meir knew so much, he could give you two sides on every issue, and that's why he was better at making decisions than other people. But the problem is he was so good at making decisions that we could follow him. Separate issue. Right? But he was so much better than everybody else because he knew all the positions. He knew all the reasons why it would be Tameh and Tahor. Then he could really make the best decision. Yeah?
You couldn't be passing on Lachal Laki.
Because nobody could understand him.
But still, should be that.
But if you can't understand what he's saying, it doesn't help. If you can't, if you listen to me, and in the end of the day, you can't work out if I'm saying something is Tameh or is Tahor, it's good or it's bad. It doesn't help if I'm so good at working out if things are good or bad. At the end of the day, you still can't do what I said. No? Yeah? Very good. Let's look at this tomorrow. Get in. Ha, Rabbi Ebyosar, who the Aski Mario, they did see Vechatiznea, because of Pilat show. Rabbi Ebyosar, Amaras, Vud Matzala. So, the story of the Gemara is commenting on the story of Pilat Shbigibah. Does anybody know what the story of Pilat Shbigibah was?
Yeah, the concubine. He went with his wife and his concubine and was given over to the townspeople, and she died and chopped up her body and sent it to all of Israel.
Very good. Before that, she ran away from him, right?
Yeah.
They lived together in Yehuda, right? And actually, probably either of the Sarah or Hebron, right? And she ran all the way through what we now call Shomron, that was Shev Binyamin, all the way up to Ephraim, which is the southern Galil, right? And then they went together. Why did she run away from him? Because he got angry at her. Why did he get angry at her? So the Gemara says, she cooked him a soup and he found a fly in it. He got very angry, so she ran away. Rabbi Yonazan married Nima Matzah. Rabbi Yonazan said, no, he found a hair. He didn't find a fly, he found a hair. Right? In his soup. V'ashkei Rabbi Yossi Liom, only my kavod of Hashem Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Yossi came across Eliyahu Navi. He said, what's a Hashem Baruch Hu learning right now? Amar Leih, Asik B'Pikash V'Gibah. So he's learning the sugya of Pikash V'Gibah. What a coincidence, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonason just disagreed about Berei Hilel Shira, and it turns B'Gibah, and it turns out that Hashem Baruch Hu was thinking about the same issue. Right? Well, my camera, what does he say? I'm really Ev Yasser Nikahu Amir. Yonasan Nikahu Amir. He said, Ev Yasser said that he found a fly in his soup. And Yonasan, my son, he also said something. He said he found a hair in the soup. Meaning he didn't resolve the machlokes. I'm really chas v'shalom. Amikas v'kamishmai. Wait. Either he got annoyed because he found a fly, or he got annoyed because he found that hair. It can't be both. Right? Is it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know? It can't be. Look, you're talking. A Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what happened. Yeah?
So it says, I'm a late Eilu Eilu Livreel Yipayimin, Zvub Matzav Ele Yipyed, and Nima Matzav Ele Yipyed. It
says, no. They're both right. They found he found a fly in the soup, and that he was willing to pass over. But when he found a hair as well, that, no. Okay. What's the meaning here of Eilu 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 Livreel Yipayimin, Zvub Matzav Ele Yipyed?
When it's in Mitzvot that they're paskening, they can't both be right.
No, but they have it right.
Well, yeah, they can both be right. But if they were arguing about something that happened, you can't both be right in a reality.
Okay, that's true. But I'm asking, what's that? But that is true. But I'm asking lexically, what does the phrase mean? Go ahead. What does the phrase mean? Eilu Eilu Divrei Elohim here mean? It must mean both true. They were both right. No? It's saying, Eliyahu HaNavi is saying they're both right. Yeah?
Does it not sound like either argument can actually not, like it doesn't in fact exist without the other? Because you needed both the hare and the fly for there to be a conclusion.
So you're pointing out...
In that case, you need to see both sides of the argument.
So you're preempting something that I was going to leave for later, but since you've gone for it, we'll go for it, right? Both can be true in two different ways. One way in which both can be true is that both are partially true. You might not see the resolution, right? But they both caught on to something which is true. It's just a question of which part of the truth they caught on to. Yeah? Any questions? Anyway, the reason why this is all important is because we say this about disagreements in halacha. Right? So, if we say, let's say we've got a machlokes between, forget Beis Shammai, so let's say we've got a machlokes between Rambam and Rashi, people say things like Eilu Eilu Divrei Elohim Chaim. Correct? Right? So, if you mean, so you need to know what you mean, and it has relevance in terms of stuff, do you think that both of them might be true, but only one of them is true? Or do you mean both of them are actually true? And in that case, does that mean that neither of them is totally true, they both saw part of an issue?
I don't understand the difference.
Between
being partially true and both being actually true, but taking away from it.
Just thinking.
So one's 100% true within the other, as opposed to both of them being like 80% true.
I think the point is that one of these stances is saying that both are partially true, and neither of them is the whole truth. Right, both of them are missing something. The other one's saying that no, neither of them is missing something. They're both true. And if you can say something is both black and white at the same time. Right? We'll have to discuss how. But in theory, that's what we're going for. Right? Yeah? Okay. So let's get to Yerushalmi for a moment. Let's go to the thing of Maran Chagiga on page 2. Says Av Afu Pasuk Darash Divrei Chacham Kedarbonos Kemasmiris Intuim Baalei Asuf Leis Nasim Miroa Efor. Right, the words of Chacham Darbonos, like they're like a whip that you use to whip a horse. Right, they're like right? And they're like kemas mimras and they're like nails that are driven into something. But leasufis all together nis numero, they were all given from one shepherd. But lama nimshul di rechaim la darban la imar lach ma darban zeh mechaven as a paral talas la mea la vizi chaim la ilma mafti reisora mechaven slandia and be darki nis la darchaim, because just like somebody will try to steer a cow in the right direction to get some water to live, so to eternal Torah leads you to live, right? At least to chaim. Right? Nice. And it says ima darban zeh mechaven as a paral talas la imar lach ma darban zeh mechaven as a paral talas. Maybe Tom Turret, I don't want to go into the details of this Agata right now. Let's skip. Okay, so Talmud Torah and Tuan. Ma Natiya Zu Para Berava after Retura Para Berava, and the Retura multiply, says the Gemara, just like plants multiply. Say Bali has said, so it's Edu Talmud, Chamash Yoshin Asufa, Sufa, 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 Sufa. So it says, why Bale Asufa? It means that all Tamid Echamim together are sitting together. And some people say it's Tamid and some people say it's Tahar. Some will say it's Mutter and some people say it's some people say it's Mutter and some people say it's Asur. Some people will say it's Possible and some people say it's Kasher. And it says the Gemara, Hey, Shema Yomer Adam, Hey, Echami Lamin Ma'atom Ma'atom. It says if everybody's disagreeing and everybody's saying different things, then how can I know what the truth is? How can I know what I'm actually meant to do? What does the Torah say? Talmud Loimar Kulan Nitnu Miroe Eva Elechad Nesan Nesanan Parnas Echad Amaran Mirti Adon Kol Amaisim Baruchu Disiv Vayidav Elohim Es Kol HaDevarim HaEle. Right. Therefore, the Gemara says, right, all of these things were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? They were all given from one shepherd, they were all given from one paranoid, somebody who's giving out money from stuff, right? They were all given out, they were all given from the world, master of the entire world. Every single thing. When one person says Tommy, one person says Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them both that. Somebody says Mutter, and somebody says, oh, sir, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them both that too. Possum and Kasher, the same thing. It all comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, therefore you should open up your ears and you should make sure you hear everything. What does it mean? How should you learn Torah? You learn everything. You learn about the people who say it's Tahar, Tame, and the people who say it's Tahar. The people who say it's Asr, and the people who say it's Mutter, and the people who say it's Pasr, and the people who say it's Kasher. All of it is true. That's this possibility, right? And we have already a Machlokes in Chazal. How do you approach different opinions, right? Now, the importance of this statement is if you think they're all true, by the way, what are you going to want to do? Either you'll choose the one that you like the most, or you might try to fulfill all of them. No? They're all true, they're all equally valued, so you're going to try to get for all of them because they're all true.
If they're contradicting, then you can't.
Sometimes you can't, sometimes you really have to choose. But not always, right? If you think that really one of them's true and one of them's either less true or not true, then what are you going to lie very likely to do? Spend a long time trying to work out which one is not true, no? Doesn't matter if it's more makeable, it makes a difference. No? This is a very practical question. Okay. Okay. Let's look at Rishonim who say everything. Let's look at Rishonim who say different positions, right? Firstly, and this is really the most famous, it's also on this particular issue, the Ritva on page 3 says, Elu ve'elu, Elu divrei Elohim chayim. These are all of this is the words of the living God. Sha'alu rabbanei tzarfas zal, hei eit eshar she'yuhu shneem divrei Elohim chayim. They always say the same matter. How can it be that both of them are right if they're saying opposite things? Right? Says Richardson, this is what they answer. Hiksha Allah Bishalamarim, the Kabakur, Rahiru, Legal, Abdul Dafar, Ventespanim, Easter, Ventespanim, the Hector. Says, when Moshe Rabbeinu climbed Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching the whole Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was taught 49 reasons why anything should be mutter and 49 reasons why anything should be aser. Sounds familiar, no? And then, Bishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alzeh Be'amar Sheyehei Zeh. Why? What am I meant to do with this? Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, I don't get it. What do you want from me? Just tell me what to do, right? Give me a shulchan aruch tomorrow. Why do I need all of this? So the answer was, "Amar shegehezeh nesu lechachmei Yisroel shebechol dor v'dor v'yei hachra hem moisam." Then, right? So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that this will be that whether we say it's mutter or aser based on the 49 reasons to say it's aser and the 49 reasons to say it's mutter that I gave you, right? Will be based on the decision of the chachamim. But there are 49 good reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to say it's mutter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's 49 reasons to say that it's aser. Okay? That's his opinion. The Ritva. Anybody who says anything on topic, assuming it's correct, has caught part of what the topic is. The way people like to explain this Ritva, I say the following. Let's say you've got a room, right? Lots of windows all around. And the room is, and inside the room you've got a gigantic beach ball. Everybody knows what a beach ball is. South Africans don't have a different word for that, right?
Or a horse.
And you're looking in through the windows, right? And what color do you see?
Depends what color the beach ball is.
Depends on what color and where the window is. Beach balls typically lots of colors, right? So which color are you going to see? I don't even see blue, you're going to see purple, you see pink. Depends on which window you look through. So one guy's going to say the ball's blue. And one guy's going to say the ball's pink. And one guy's going to say the ball's yellow. And one guy's going to say the ball's red. Which one is right?
Green.
There we go, that's right. The answer was actually green. No? Which one is right? They're all right. Now, none of them is right in its entirety. But they all saw something that's true. Yeah? That is what the Ritva is saying. Right? The Ritva is saying they all caught an angle. They all caught a correct statement to make on this topic. Does that mean that they're all right in it, that everybody's correct in the entirety? No. But they're all a little bit right. The opposite opinion was said by the Sefer HaChinuch. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch, I should explain. By the way, does anybody know who the Ritva was?
The Yomtov Ben Avraham.
Ashbili, but that was good. He was a Talmud of the Ra'a and the Rashba. The Ra'a and the Rashba were Talmudim of the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so we're talking about the Spanish Christian based Midrash. He's really probably the one who really summarized what everybody else said.
Christian based
Midrash? Is he from Christian Spain? As opposed to Muslim Spaniards. And the Rambam, the Rigash, the Rif, right? The Rach are all from Muslim. Not the Rach, fine. The Rambam, the Rigash, the Rif, right? And Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the first Ravid, right? Are all from Muslim Spain. And it's a different culture. Okay, so the Ritva said, that's the Ritva, right? Now the Chinuch was written by somebody from the same basic Rish. We don't know who. There's a theory around it was the Ra'a, the Ritva's Rebbe. We don't know for sure. Right? But Chinuch said, in any case, he has a very famous shita. This is the mitzvah of going out quite a majority in halachic decision making. Says, then Toisach Hari Rabbeinu Sheyipol Machlokes Ben Hachamim Ben Dinei Ben Dinei Torah Kulo Chmoichem Ben Din Prati. Chaimar Ben Din Sheyehei Ben Buk Ben Mishlimen Al Derech Mashal Shatiya Machlokes Ben Dayani Yiram Shekzasim Danim Lchiyu Bekzasim Lftor. And Toisach Hari Roiv La Oilam says the Chinuch. In any dispute among Rabbanim, we should go by the Rav. If all the Rabbanim in the world argue about something, then let's do a vote, and we'll decide who was the majority. Right? If it's a court case, and you have three Dayanim sitting there working out some mandatory dispute between Reuven and Shimon, then you'll go by the majority. Right? In any case where you've got a dispute among Rabbanim, go by a majority. Okay? It says, שאין למה שכזכם מועד בצלס הבריאה כך בורים מורובה ולכי יצמי את רעים. על באשראי זה חוכמה, או בקירו ואידי עשה, אידי עשנו התורה, שריבו לבית יסכים לו אלם על האמס, יוסר נמיר, תבין שיסכים לו האמס, לא יסכים לו לפיתס, השי מאה, עדין נויסן שלי נעשי מדרך הרבה. זה סייז לחינוך, They're not talking about a case where you've got two people on one side who are going to Olam, they're geniuses, and oh, there's 100 people on the other side that are idiots. Then you go with the two geniuses. Right? We're talking about a case where people are either equal or, let's say, close enough. Right? And therefore, it's relevant for them to disagree about something. It's not just stupid. Right? We're not talking about high schoolers disagreeing with, you know, PhDs. In such a case, the Torah said, normally, the majority opinion will be more likely to be correct. Therefore, it's better to go with the majority opinion, because you have to choose. And that's even if you don't agree with the majority opinion, you should still go with the majority opinion, because the majority opinion is more likely to be correct. Okay? Then he says, Says the reason why Unisa is important is because for the Torah to be one Torah, for Am Yisrael to be one people, we all need to have some sort of uniformity of practice. If everybody's just doing whatever they want, whatever they think is correct, then there's no Torah, right? There's no rules about what you're meant to do. The Torah is meant to give us rules for how we're meant to live our lives. If everybody's deciding for themselves, then that's not going to work. It has to be that there's a way of deciding what's correct. So Torah gave us one. Go by majority. Right? So it says the Gemara, it says the Chinuch, sorry, and what's the obvious problem? An issue comes before Chacham and they take a vote. What might happen? They get wrong. Says the Chinuch, Beseder, that's their problem. As long as you're doing what the Chacham told you to do, you're fine. Hey, the Chachamim have an issue, right? The Chachamim should have got things right. But you're not in trouble for not doing the right thing. Because the halach, you did what you're meant to do. You looked after the halachic system. Right? Ah, you tell me that it was wrong? Yeah! But you're not your mistake. Somebody else's mistake. And therefore, you're not penalized for it. You did the right thing. As long as you're listening to Chachamim, you're doing the right thing. As long as you're listening to the majority of the Chachamim. Okay? That's this opinion, right? It's not that they're all right. They're not. It's that you have some opinions that are right and some opinions that are wrong, and you have to choose between them. So how do you choose between them? Based on majority. By the way, what's the problem with what I just said? It doesn't explain what this phrase means. Right. Words, let's say somebody comes along and says it's mutter to write on Shabbos. What do we say about that? Eilu ve'eilu dibrei elokim. Or it's mutter to light a fire on Shabbos. The Torah says loisavar oisavam shasechem yom Shabbos. I think that's about I don't know, something else, right? And Anna says mutter to light a fire on Shabbos. It hasn't told us what it means that different things have dibrei elokim.
Saying that what the rabbis come up with is a word is deified.
So I don't think anybody
knows. As long as the majority.
I don't think it's saying that. No. It's saying about all the opinions. The El Dibre Elohim means that even the opinion that you're not holding by is Dibre Elohim. Right.
But even the opinion you are holding by, so it's deified from the rabbis.
Okay, but there's a problem. In other words, I don't think anybody is going to come up with a profoundly bizarre opinion that if you are, if a rabbi said it's Torah, right? In other words, rabbis don't generate Torah. Rabbis talk about Torah an awful lot, but they don't generate Torah. Right? Torah is generated by God.
But you know, you're just saying that you have the same order as God given the ability to the rabbis to make a decision, asking go by majority, and that's the word of God.
That's what that is definitely saying. But like I said, how do we? You still have to work out what which opinions you think are legitimate, right? In other words, in this opinion, this answer is simple, right? The opinions which are still true, and we'll soon get to how you work it out, right? Those are the ones that are called Israel and Chaim. According to this one, it's not so obvious, because even the ones that are wrong are going to be called Divrei Elohim Chaim, right? As long as they're not stupid. So how do you work out which ones are going to fall into this category? Okay. We have run out of time for today. We will continue, please God, next week. Bring the same topic, bring the topic in your paras, okay?
Same words.
Yeah.